Hi, this is At Prey,
and you are listening to URN.
Hi, I'm Hannah from University Radio Nottingham, and I'm joined by At Prey and Bodega. How are you guys doing today?
Very good.
A bit tired. Slightly tired.
Yeah. It's getting to the end of the tour, so it's that kind of strange phase of tiredness, and I don't know, I'm a little bit hungover today as well, to be honest.
Really? Yeah, how's the tour been so far?
It's been amazing. It's been really good. It's our first proper headline tour, so it's been really surreal to actually have people come to see just us.
Obviously,
we have some lovely support acts as well, but last year we just did support.
Oh, really?
And it was hard work.
Yeah, no, I can.
But good, rewarding.
Yeah,
because now we can do this and people come to our shows.
Well, yeah, you're building up the ladder.
Exactly.
So, your latest single, Your Heart's Like a Jungle, really like it, by the way.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a bit more about it?
It's basically just about being lost in a relationship. You know, when you feel a bit trapped and you feel like, you just don't know what the right thing to do is.
Mm.
Or you do know what the right thing to do is, but you don't want to do it. Kind of thing. I don't know if you saw the music video, but that's like, it's all about what it's basically. It's very simple, but it's us being trapped inside a TV, basically.
Oh, right.
And I just wanted it to kind of convey this feeling of being trapped and lost in this like jungle. That's a relationship.
Yeah.
As pretentious as that sounds.
No, it's cool. No, I like it. So, how's the feedback been for it so far?
It's been great. We open with it now, and everyone seems to jam to it. It's been really good. Most positive single yet, I think.
Yeah. So you've been to Knots before, I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of it?
We haven't actually seen the
train station before.
Tomorrow
we have a day off though, so I'm going to explore a bit. We're going to a pub quiz that's going to be quite exciting.
Oh, nice. Where are you going?
No idea. Oh. I've just been told by my tour manager that we're attending a pub quiz because he's a bit of a nerd.
Can't beat a pub quiz though.
I know, on a Monday night, what more could you want? But we've played Nottingham a few times. We didn't play one of them.
We were meant to do a gig with Fickle Friends, but it got cancelled as we were about to play.
Oh.
She had a sore throat.
Oh, yeah. So am I right in saying that you both currently live in London?
Yeah.
But is there anything like you miss about where you lived before compared to living in the city now? Or would you prefer London?
I prefer London a lot. I think I always had in my head that I was gonna go to London and do music.
Mm.
And the music scene in Kent is terrible. There's not. I spent my teenage years going to gigs in London because there's no gigs at all in Kent, and there's nowhere to do gigs in it when you're in a band. So I think London was always that place of opportunity.
You found your home.
Exactly.
And where you want to live. So, I love the name At Prey for you guys, and like the whole concept, did my research, and how like the concept of time like appears in your work. But can you really speak any French?
Oui, gracias.
This guy can bluff his way through.
That's a joke, see, yeah, gracias, it's not French.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
It's a joke. No, I speak a bit. I spend a fair bit of time there, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Whereabouts?
Mainly Paris.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was nice, but they all speak really good English.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, I'd go up to them and be like, bonjour, blah, blah, blah. And they'd just be like, all right, mate.
Yeah. I've noticed that before. Like, I'll go abroad somewhere, try and, like, practice a bit of, I don't know, whatever language it will be, and then they'll just know straight away.
It's quite embarrassing, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. No, it is really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you guys have any other potential band names?
Well, we were At Prey Moir for a while, but that was really pretentious, so we got rid of that.
Karma Life or something. It was awful.
Oh, yeah, that is dire.
That's dire.
But apart from that...
Nah, because we just about with this At Prey Moir thing for ages.
But
Moir. Moir. What's that? That's terrible. So
that could be good.
It's terrible.
Oh.
I like it because it's just four letters.
Like the one-liner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple. And it's good written down, I think, as well.
Yeah, that's true, to be fair. So with regards to like writing songs and that, have you ever had artist block?
No.
We've had days where we're like...
What do you mean like writing block? Where you can't write
a song? Well, yeah, just like you've been like trying to produce stuff and like it's become sort of like routine.
Yeah, but that's like anything in life, isn't it? It's like going to the gym. Sometimes you go to the gym, you try and run 10K and you can't be asked and it's harder. It's the same thing, isn't it? It's like...
It's like, just, it doesn't, just life. Life, sometimes you're not up for it, but it doesn't mean you can't do it.
Wow. I take it you're a bit of a realist.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Like, not optimistic, not pessimistic. Very like, this is how it is. This is like, yeah, the reality.
I was just trying to avoid the shit. Just do.
Simple man.
Just do, you know, I like simple things. Like, nice. Trees. Oh. I really like trees.
Trees.
It's like a tree.
Alive or dead, if you could collaborate on
alive.
A song with anyone.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't
the
question.
Sorry.
Right. Pipe down.
Sorry.
If you could collaborate on a song with anyone, who would you pick?
I'm probably myself, because
John Lennon.
I'd pick Peter Gabriel, just because I spent my childhood listening to him constantly. Oh. And that'd be a bit of a bucket list moment.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, yeah?
You've got a new fascination for Frank Sinatra.
I've always liked a bit of Frank.
Yeah, everyone loves a bit of Frank.
That's your go-to karaoke
song. Can't go wrong. Especially at Christmas time.
He just makes you feel safe.
Keeps you warm. Mm. Yeah. Have you ever had any weird or awkward experiences with fans?
A few, like, boob people trying to get you to sign boobs and things.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, like,
they've definitely...
Well, I wouldn't do that anyway, but... If you have a 15-year-old say, can you sign my boobs?
You have to like, just be like, sorry.
Come on. I did sign someone's chest, but they were a man.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I don't mind doing
that's
that.
The only boobs I've ever signed.
It was a
moon.
Is that a boob? No, it was a pretty firm chest.
Oh, right.
He was really young.
Ooh.
Sorry, that sounded really dumb. I mean, as in...
Move on.
It wasn't that
Move
young.
On.
It was like 16. Whatever.
Dig yourself a hole here. Yeah. Okay. All
no,
right
that's
then.
It. I don't know. What else? I like that question. Anything else awkward?
Fans? No, not really. We're not.
Some,
we're not
sometimes
massive celebrities
it's a bit awkward
yet.
When like people get to a venue like 8 hours before you play and then just sat there and it's like
it's very nice of them.
It's just a bit like
why have you come to see
do
us?
You have anything else to do? Like we're not off for ages.
Aww, just
you know
put
mean?
You at the top of their priority list.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you see them after the show and it's like right. So. I've already seen you all day long and it's like they return
watching you
it's sweet though.
What are you doing?
I actually saw you outside here when we got here
yeah. For hours
I'll see you later. So what were your first impressions of each other back in the day?
I thought you were a very good drummer.
I thought you had a massive
careful with what you're saying there.
That was a joke. Great ass.
thanks, man.
Just friend, like, just easygoing, like.
Aww.
The thing with us is that our personalities are quite different, so I can be quite hyperactive and mental, and then Jules can be quite calm and quite chilled and quite focused.
Balance each other out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Lovely.
So
really lovely.
I saw that you guys met at Ealing Chess Club. This is actually a question for my dad because he listens to you guys.
Yeah.
And he wanted
legend.
Me to ask you,
yeah.
How good actually are you at chess and who's better?
Charlie's very good at chess.
I'm so good at chess, they used to call me the Rook.
Maybe that should be a new band name.
Yeah,
the
that's
Rook.
Better than that, pretty people.
That's terrible.
Sorry.
No, I'm more of a draftsman.
Yeah, I think I agree with
yeah,
you on
but
that.
I can...
Yeah.
No, we still play chess in the van.
I'm going to play Connect 5 though.
Oh, level up.
Hardcore.
Deal with it.
Okay, and final question. It's actually more of a question for you. And this could just fall really flat, actually. But do you still mow Charlie's nan's lawn?
No, I haven't for 2 years.
I'm so happy you asked that question.
Luckily.
Where did you find that?
I did some digging.
That's so funny.
I did my research.
No, I needed some cash when I was a student and I did it a few times, but...
He's signed now, so he doesn't have to...
Yeah, I'm quite...
Aww.
Yeah.
Remember your roots.
I know.
He still pays her a visit, though. Every now
and then. That's sweet.
Yeah. Lovely lady.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
It was a pleasure. This is URN.